Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, bringing the tales and stories of the ancient Celts to your fireside.
Episode SP31, the Flag Fen Competition Special 2012. Hello, welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show. I'm Gary.
And I'm Ruth. If you want to chat to us, you can do that using Twitter or as normal Facebook. If you'd like to send us some feedback, you can email us at garyandruth@celticmythpodshow.com.
This episode is a short special episode to give you a chance to win a fantastic prize. We've been keeping you up to date with the Flag Fen Rescue Project, organised by Vivacity and Dig Ventures. Now, how do you fancy a free day on site taking part in the archaeological dig on one of the most important Bronze Age sites in Europe? Amazing, eh?
Certainly is.
Yeah. You'll get a chance to dig alongside the experts and stay in the evening for a fabulous lecture. But before we tell you more about this, let's have some music.
Yes, let's have a listen to Dave the Bard with Land of the Ever Young from his album The Hills They Are Hollow.
That I'd never see all the wonder and mystery all around me. Then I met the spirit of the stag, and I climbed upon his back. When he found me, he found me, and now I can return to the way I once had been. For I have been to the land of the young. Take my hand, follow me. Hear our song.
Come with me and I'll take you away to the land of the through the hills to the home of the fae, where the air is warmed by the sun. It's all around, just listen, and I will take you there. Take you there. Felt the power of the sea, of Mananan's great city. All around me, then I swam deep among apple trees, the tide like the gentle breeze. All around me, and now I can return to the way I once had been. For I have been to the land of the young. Take my hand, follow me. Hear our song.
Come with me and I'll take you to the land of the ever young. Through the hills to the home of the fae, where the air is warmed by the sun. It's all around, just listen, and I will take you there. take you there.
Was the fabulous Dave the Bard with Land of the Ever Young from his album The Hills They Are Hollow.
The story of Flag Fen begins right back in 1982. The site was discovered when a mechanical digger working on one of the fen drainage ditches pulled up some timber that appeared to have been split in a very distinctive manner. The team of archaeologists led by Dr. Francis Pryor sent the timber for radiocarbon dating. And when it returned, they discovered it had been dated to 1000 BCE. And now, the saga continues.
The archaeological excavations at Flag Fen have been concentrated over the years on the areas that are under threat of drying out. The site has been preserved as all the timbers are waterlogged, and now that the site is gradually drying out, the archaeologists are working to retrieve as much valuable data as possible before it's all lost.
To fund this important work, a company called Dig Ventures helped Vivacity by implementing a combination of crowdfunding and crowdsourcing called Flag Fen Lives. And for contributions starting at about £125, donors could get their hands very dirty and dig for a day with the archaeologists.
Flag Fen Lives is Europe's first crowd-funded and crowd-sourced archaeological excavation. And the amazing news is that they have actually exceeded their target of £25,000. What's that in dollars? Must be about $30,000, mm-hmm. Something like that?
Yes, I think so. $35,000.
Right, okay, somewhere around there, guys. and that is a fabulous success.
Now, one of our listeners, Scott McGovern, has generously donated £125 to the cause.
The magic number.
Now, our friend Scott, who lives in the USA, is unable to fly over and take advantage of the dig at Flag Fen. So with permission from Dig Ventures, Scott has very kindly donated his Dig for a Day with the Archaeologists at Flag Fen as a competition prize for our listeners.
Wow, that's amazing. And really very, very kind of you, Scott. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Scott. So if you fancy spending a day digging up history at Flag Fen, and you can be in England at Peterborough in Cambridgeshire one day in the summer, you'll be able to choose an available date from the dates they have left, then have a go at our competition. Sadly, because the dig days are running out, there's a time limit. So please can we have your answers in via email by Wednesday the 13th of June at the latest.
Now, if you don't win our competition, but still want to be involved, or even dig for a day, Dig Ventures will be opening up the remaining Dig for a Day spots and the site hut registration again. Check on their website in a week or so and you should see a link pointing you in the right direction. We'll have more links and details in the show notes.
If you're actually in the UK and you get a chance to pop along to the Flag Fen Museum site, it makes a fantastic family day out. They have a museum with some great artefacts in it, including England's oldest wheel, some treasure, and you can see how they're preserving some of the timbers. They've even built round houses and a cattle path, with lots of activities designed to get the kids excited about the Bronze Age and the Celts. Where can people find out for more information?
Well, you can find the link to their website in our show notes at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com or go to https://www.vivacityvivacity.com/museums-and-heritage/flag-fen/. Whew, if you can remember all that.
Or you can just visit www.flagfen.org or follow the link in the show notes.
That's great.
So, here we go. What's the question?
Okay. So here is the competition question. Vivacity rebuilt some roundhouses to test their construction methods using turf or grass for the roofs. But when it rained, they leaked. So how did they solve the problem of the leaky roofs?
Okay, so just to be sure everyone's got it, let's have the question again.
All right, okay. Vivacity rebuilt some roundhouses to test their construction methods using turf or grass for roofs. But when it rained, the roundhouses leaked. So the question is, how did they solve the problem of the leaky roofs?
Okay, well, I'm going to have to look that one up. Please send your answers to Gary and Ruth at CelticMythPodShow.com with the words Flag Fen in the subject line. And next Thursday morning, we'll put all our entries in a hat and pick a winner.
And here is a quick hint. Go to the Flag Fen part of the Vivacity website for some experimental inspiration for the answer.
I shall have to go and have a look. And just a quickie reminder, answers via email, please, by Wednesday, 13th of June at the latest.
Now, Lisa from Vivacity tells us that a special offer will shortly be available on their website.
Oh, really? Tell us more.
Well, a donation of £10 will give you admission to a special part of the Dig Ventures website called the Site Hut.
Ah, yes, now I remember something about this from the crowdsourcing page.
Yes, that's right. The Site Hut will be opening very shortly, and all those who donated £10 or over will have access to this website, as will anyone who donates £10 to the Flag Fen cause in the future. Access to the Site Hut will give you access to daily broadcasts from the trenches, lectures and interviews with archaeologists and historians, news of new finds and much, much more. It's all very exciting.
That sounds excellent value for £10. So keep an eye out at www.digventures.com, where this fabulous offer will shortly be available.
This project is the first of its kind for an archaeological site, so by joining in the Site Hunt, you'll be making to help make history too. It also sounds like an amazing chance to learn how our ancestors lived and worshipped, and to be part of this fabulous project wherever you are in the world.
What a brilliant opportunity. So don't forget to visit www.digventures.com and help to make a little bit of history.
We'll be visiting there too, so come and join us for a cup of tea.
Now, I think I've got the perfect piece of music to play us out.
Oh, have you? What's that?
Well, we know the Celts held lakes and marshes sacred as being between land and sea. And places like Flag Fen were probably used for worship and healing, with people and their cattle coming across the causeway. So with that in mind, have a listen to the powerful track by Australian band Spiral Dance, Woman of the Earth, from the album of the same name.
I am a woman of the earth. I guide the sun at each day's birth. I am the nimbus in your sky. I am the lady of the lake. And we'll walk the paths where the old ones walk. Dance the dances they taught us, and we'll sing the songs that the old ones sang, for the magic now has caught us. She waits for the pull of the new spring tides and the call of the young horned man. She'll lie and mate with the rhythm of the land, and the spells she'll cast into the night. A spiral dance amid summer's bright. She'll kindle it, light the fire, draw the circle, and invoke desire. And she'll walk the paths that the old ones walked, and she'll dance as they taught her, and she'll sing the songs. the old ones walk, and we'll dance the dances they taught us, and we'll sing the songs that the old ones sang, for the magic now has caught us.
Oh, incredible stuff. You've just heard Woman of the Earth by Spiral Dance from their album Woman of the Earth.
Fabulous.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Great.
And that brings us to the end of this super fast Flag Fen special competition show. Cool. Try and say that with your teeth out. Oh my goodness. Just leaving us to wish you the very, very best of luck in the competition.
Yeah, yeah, really. And many, many blessings on your own causeways.
Bye. And next Wednesday, the 13th of June, we'll put all the entries in. And next Wednesday, the 13th of June, in the evening, we'll put all the entries in a hat. Next Thursday morning, we'll put all our entries in a hat and pick a winner. Well, we know the Celts held lakes and marches. Maybe marches, they didn't write that down, so maybe. And that brings us to the end of this super fast flag sped. Blah, 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 blah.
That fast.
It's that fast, I can't say it.
You've been listening to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, available from CelticMythPodShow.com.
We hope you've enjoyed the show and will stay tuned for the next episode. You can send us an email or some voice feedback to Gary and Ruth at CelticMythPodShow.com. The show notes for this episode can also be found on the website. We'd like to say a special thank you to Coulan's Hounds, who provided us with the theme music for our show. You can find them at www.sfhounds.com. We'd also like to say a big thank you to Anne Roos, Master Harper, and Keltoria, with a K, Celtic New Age Music, who have both given the show unrestricted access to their music. And thanks again go to Diane Arkenstone and Kim Robertson, whose music has been used as some of the transitions you've heard in this show. You'll find links to all of these wonderful artists in the show notes at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com.